Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
94591.
94591.
Yes.
First and last name?
Evelyn Alfaro.
And what's your shipping address for security purposes?
My what? I'm sorry.
Shipping address for security purposes.
5515 Bordeaux Court, Vallejo, California.
Thank you for that. I locate an account for the Melody Pots. An order was created on February 18th for $5.97 and $5.97. How can I assist you?
The city card called me that there is they're trying to purchase a $69.97 for whatever this is, Focus Max. I haven't purchased anything like this.
You never placed the order back on March 18th for $5.97 and $5.97 for earbuds, ma'am?
It's already here. I've been already billed for it. It's $11.94.
No, shipping. When you place the order on March 18, you pay $5.97 and $5.97 for shipping and handling of the item. And you're in a 14-day trial period to call in and cancel any future billings or shipments. Your trial started on February 18 and expired on March 4th. On March 5th and 8th, we billed you the retail price of the item that you pay the shipping and handling because nobody gave us a call back in that 14-day trial period.
Yeah, but you know what? I think this is a screw up. It was not said advertisement that I'm going to be paying $69.97 for this. Otherwise, I wouldn't have ordered this. It says they're $5.97 for the pods and the watch. I didn't see any amount there that says $69.97 and $59.97. This is wrong.
I do apologize that the terms and policies, ma'am, were overlooked when you were placing the order, but that is the information that you had to accept for the order to go through. If you don't accept our terms and policies, the order would have never had been sent out.
Because what I was trying to
if you're telling me I'm right, then you know you had a call in your trial to prevent the charge not to go through. If you didn't call in your trial, then you were going to get billed the retail price of the item. That information is stated to you where you placed the order. What I could do as a customer courtesy, because it sounds like to me that the terms and agreements were overlooked when you were placing the order, I can apply a 50% credit of the charges that were done.
No, this is wrong. Screw up for this amount of $59.97.
Well, ma'am, you keep telling me I'm right. I'm sorry, but you keep telling me that I'm correct. But if you're saying that you're saying I'm correct, but now you're saying that I'm wrong. But everything is stated to you where you placed the order. If you don't agree to terms and policies, then the order would have never got sent out to you for the first time for the shipping and handling. As a one-time customer courtesy, I will issue you the full refund of the charges that were done. But before you place the order online, you need to go over the terms and policies. If you don't go over the terms and policies, you won't know what you are accepting. Money will be credited back to the card in 5 to 7 business days for $59.97 and for the charge of $69.97. You'll receive email confirmations with that information.
So this will be credited back to my account?
Yes, as a one-time. Yes, $59.97. Correct. That's what I have just advised you.
Okay. Because
you receive an email confirmation with that information. The credits will go back to the card in 5 to 7 business days. If you have any additional questions, you can give us a call back.
Yeah, on the same number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I will look forward to that. Otherwise, okay. If I got a notice that this is not the exact amount I'm paying, $11.94, then I'm not going to be buying this item. And I still have it. If you want it back, I could just...
That is fine, man. We have issued you the full refund of the charges that were done. Your account is canceled. Is there something else I can assist you with?
That's it. And may I know your name, please?
My name is Brisa, B-R-I-S-A.
Thank you so much. It's a very nice name, Brisa. Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.